Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. All righty, guess where I am? You'll never guess. I'm coming to you from Natchez, Mississippi, beautiful little tiny town where we are shooting this movie. Beautiful people, lovely little place where I'm staying in. And a lot of the people that are staying here have come up from New Orleans, which is what I wrote my e-blast about tomorrow. You know, guys, just look at anywhere and everywhere that you can be in gratitude for your life right now, because there are people here that have lost everything. New couples, elderly couples, and everybody in between. It's pretty staggering. So look for the good and look for the gratitude in your life. Look where you can count your blessings, because there are many people who are rallying themselves right now to count their blessings when they've lost all of their possessions. At least they're safe, yes, and their families are safe, but they have many, many challenges ahead. The other thing I want to talk to you today was I have something personal to share that will affect you all. And this does go out to almost everybody listening or who will ever listen, not absolutely 100%, but like 95%. So I was experiencing in my life, especially around my acting, feeling disrespected, feeling taken advantage of, feeling not honored for my body of work and how long I've been doing this. Sound familiar to anybody? Well, I just got sick of it, and I said, I'm done. I'm done with this. I know everything is responding to me, so I must not be honoring myself in some way. And they took me to Core Belief 20. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. Well, as soon as I read it, I saw the truth in it. One of the ways, when I value myself, one of the ways I have to abandon myself is to look and focus on where I'm not being respected. To expect that, as a matter of fact. And that goes back to my TED Talk, because that's what I saw happen to my dad. That's what I saw happen to my brother. And that's happened to me over and over in my career once I made it big. So we could expand that, they're saying, into when I value myself and create everything I want, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. So how do they abandon me? They match my perspective of the business that I will not be respected, I will not be honored. And that's how I sabotage all my creation. Now, let me say, I am so honored and respected on this set from so many people. And yet, where my attention was drawn was the few places I wasn't. So that's how it works. When you have a belief, you are going to see the world, demand of yourself that you see the world through the limitations of that belief. And that will be your reality. So I really want you to get this today. It all goes back to you. If you are not getting what you want in your life, you've got to look at your own belief systems and your expectations and your perceptions of the world and shift them to match what you want. So whenever I value myself, I have to always come through for myself with positive perspectives and positive expectations. And I know everybody else in the universe is going to come through for me in the same way, because that is how I always come through for me, by seeing those things. So that's what we're claiming, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Okay, hope you all got my email, my e-blast, that my daughter's second book is out. It's already on 3 bestseller lists and 3 best new release lists. It's a raunchy ride, guys, and the lessons that she teaches, again, is exactly what I just spoke about. She abandoned herself and the respect for herself by giving herself up to feel wanted by someone who only wanted her for what he could get from her. So, again, 95% of us share this belief in some way around sabotaging ourselves. So look for the gratitude and look for how you can see what you want in your life. And if you're not seeing it, go, okay, well, that's my bad. I'm going to change it. I'm going to do something about it. All righty, we are going to go to the callers. Please have your question ready. We're going to Lynn in Los Angeles. Hi, honey.
Hi. Hi. So good to speak to you this morning. cool. So last we spoke, I had 3 things to get into alignment, and I've been working on those, and I feel like those have shifted and are shifting. And I want to know.
Okay, let me stop you there, Lynn.
Okay.
Have they shifted or are they shifting?
They've shifted.
Thank you. Everybody catch that?
Yes.
You can't have both things at the same time, guys. You're
That's
either
right.
complete
you.
Or you're not complete. Okay, go ahead, Lynn.
Okay, so in what you brought up this morning, I'd like to know where I can get this into alignment where I'm abandoning myself or focusing, because I can feel a part of me and I catch it when I'm focusing on what I don't want and I switch it over. And
Excuse
so
me.
Is there anything the channel can give me today on that?
State your question clearly, please.
What do I need to get into alignment around abandoning myself in order to have the highest health, wellness, and money, and bringing in all my desires? Now,
you have to know that you always come through for yourself, and that's the answer for everybody.
Okay.
I always come through for me. So if I'm eating something that I know isn't going to serve the weight that I want or the health that I want, I'm not coming through for me. If I'm spending more money than I'm making or not creating the money coming in, I know I'm not coming through for me. I'm abandoning me somehow. Now, if you keep bringing relationships in that don't honor you, you're not coming through for yourself. So there's one core belief they want to go to. This page here. Well, is it this? No. 16. Okay, Lynn, basically they're just saying you're scared to death to go into your power. You're scared to death to let all this BS, you know, definition that you've carried with you all. You're scared to death to let it go because you think you have to deal with all this stuff in order to make your life work. Guys, the more you deal with the crap, the more crap you get. Can you absorb that truth for me today?
Yes.
Okay, we are indoctrined to think we have to suffer and struggle and fix things. That just keeps them prevalent in your life, Lynn, and that's what you have to let go of. Can
yeah.
you envision being complete?
Yes, I can.
Okay, that's what you need to do. That's where you need to live. That's where we all need to live.
Is there any breathing exercise quote or words or that can help with this?
Yes, I am complete.
I am complete.
And the breathing exercise that they've always given us and directing your day every day.
Yeah, I do that every day. And I had been working on I love the world and the world loves me, because last we spoke, I had this big thing about, you know, it's not safe, people are out to get me, things, you know, and all
Which
that.
Which is how you
but,
sabotage yourself, baby.
Right.
So the
now
more
I
you value yourself, the more you think that the world is out to get you. No, the more you value yourself, the more you see the world running to support you and embrace you and love you and come through for you. Until we hold that perspective, not much changes.
Now, that's what I've been working on, and so I feel like that...
There you go again. I don't want you to work on it. I want you to be it.
Okay.
Okay. Got it?
I got it, yes.
Okay,
thank you.
I love you. All right, Jermaine in South Dakota, you be on.
Yes, my question is, my husband, he had a physical condition, and I'm asking if the blood flow has, like, stabilized in his brain.
It goes to my big yes. Now, hold on.
Okay.
Is that the right question? I get a yes. However,
okay.
he has not addressed the energetic cause for this. Give me a movie, please.
I thought the words gee whiz. something zipped in my head, but then it's like it was gone.
Well, there is an old 50s or 60s song called Gee Whiz, and that's where we're going. Dear God, I don't remember it. Can you pull up the words real quick? Are you on the computer? It's by a female artist, and I can hear the Gee Whiz. It starts like that.
Carla Thomas, yeah. Lyrics, okay. Let's see what the lyrics say.
Welcome to my life.
Gee Whiz, look at his eyes, how they hypnotize. He's got everything a girl could want. What a prize.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? I'm hearing this the highest. He's looking to you to create him.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, because some of this rose up like acting like he has like short-term memory loss. So then I pick up the rock and do everything and trust. Yeah. So these are just different words. Is he looking to me to create him? Okay.
Yes, create him, take care of him, make decisions for him. So he has to move back into his responsibility of creating himself, basically. That's what we're talking about. Okay?
Okay.
I don't get that there's anything higher. You bet, baby. Thank you. That was great.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
Yep, that's... You know, we should all look at that. I just answered an affiliate email from the John Burgos. Program I do with him, and it was really about joyfully moving into our own creation and not depending on everybody else. Or blaming everybody else. Because if you're blaming everybody else, guys, you're giving them your creation. You understand that, right? Okay. We're going to Andrew in Toronto.
Hello, Dee. Oh, my God. You're talking about the topic that I wanted to discuss with you that I emailed you about. But first, let me say thank you for the cord relief sheets. They're absolutely wonderful and well worth the investment, and that webinar that you did a couple of weeks ago, and that was a core belief that was missed out, and I'm so happy you talked about it.
Great.
Because now get into the question, because I was when I was doing my pendulum, I was asking around like exercise, but it also relates in other areas, and I'm wondering what's a great statement to declare to embrace it more.
Around what, baby? Be more specific. You want a statement, the highest statement for what?
Well, you know, you're saying with the you know, like, because one...
Take a breath, Andrew. Take a breath. Because, guys, the universe cannot and will not answer you unless you are claiming a very clear direction. So take a breath and drop into your heart. Now, what do you want
to
know?
I got thrown off because you started with the statement that I wanted to ask you about. So I'm like, I don't even need to ask a question. But
that's
correct. It is like when it comes to, because like, when I exercise, I have my moments where I exercise and then I fizzle off and then I take a break and then I get in the mode and I exercise. And it's like that with a couple of other areas in my life. And it's because of the abandoning myself.
Andrew, I get a no on that. That's kind of your pattern. And they're saying for you, it's not a bad pattern. For you, I want everybody to hear that, for Andrew, this is not a negative pattern that he creates. It's like he invests his time, and then he takes a break. And then he invests his time, and then he takes his break. That's how you create balance for yourself, they're saying. So when I say it's a negative in any way, I get a no. Is that the right question? Yes, we're both balanced. None of us are switched. So can you accept yourself as creating balance for yourself by doing that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. It's the judgment of yourself that's the sabotage.
So what's the core belief? Because I'm going to constructive criticism, like criticism, because when I was a child, I used to be criticized a lot. And so what core belief then is that affecting me? Because I remember an acting teacher said there is a good way of being criticized and there's a bad way of being criticized.
Well, sure. And so you are doing to you when you criticize yourself by taking time off for balance, you're criticizing yourself like they used to do. So I accept me and I love me unconditionally. And I always do the highest things for me that, you know, support me in every way. Or any words like that. Guys, don't get stuck on the words. I want you to just say, what do I want? What do I really want? Now, you have to state that in the positive, not the negative.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. I get that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good. That was great for everybody. And I've got to say, you know, this is when I know we're truly in the channel, because I would have thought from Dee's perspective that might not be a positive. See, but for him it was. Susan, what is up with your knee?
Well, it's been my right knee has, I think I fell on it, and it's swollen on the inside of the knee, right by the kneecap. It's been hurting now for at least 2 months.
Well, have you seen a doctor, Susan?
Yes, I have, and they want me to have it x-rayed again, and she said it might have to be drained. I don't know what that means, but whatever.
Well, if you have fluid on it, it's going to swell up, and it's going to cause you pain. Did they check your meniscus or whatever they call it in your knee? I would definitely have them check that to see if you tore it.
Okay, I'm being set up for physical therapy on it, plus they want me to get this x-ray and check it out.
You need to follow through with it.
Is there anything I can do about the pain? I mean, I have been trying ice. I have tried just about everything you can think of. And I'm wondering, is there something energetic going on with it? Because I'm looking in the body book thing. What's going on? Why am I having trouble walking? I even have problems with my right instep. Excuse me, the left instep of my foot is sore. So my left foot is bad. My right knee is bad. My legs are screwed, basically, at the moment. So,
well, you know what our legs are about, guys. It's about walking forward in our power. So you have challenges on the masculine side of that. You have challenges on the feminine side of that. The left is the feminine. The right is the masculine. So let's get to why you don't want to walk forward. That's the highest question, yes. Sheets. But give me a song, please.
Oh, my God. When the saga begins. The saga?
Tell me what it's about.
Okay. It's actually Weird Al Yankovic's American
Pie. Just tell
me
what it's about, honey. Tell me what
it's about. It's about Star Wars.
What's the message of the song, Susan?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Anakin
they're saying
becomes
Star Wars is all about battle.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't battle the world, guys, and expect to walk comfortably through it. You can see the oxymoron there, right? Susan?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're battling your son. You're battling your daughter. You're battling, gosh, should I do all these creative things that I want to do and make more money, because then I won't get the money that I'm getting if I make more money. All that is a battle that's going on with you, and you're stopping yourself from moving forward. Do you understand?
Well, I understand. I thought I was conquering that by I'm going to school now. I am moving on, and I have plans for like the massage and all that. That's all in
yes,
the works.
Yes, you have plans, but subconsciously you are literally holding yourself back. So what yeah. happens when, just visualize, if we're trying to move forward and we've got a big rubber band holding us back and we're pulling like we're pulling a really heavy cart, what's going to go out first? Your legs.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Look at everywhere you're battling the world and yourself.
And
tell your legs, thank you. I got the message. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Oh, boy, guys. We are getting this. We have gotten it. Let's just all make that statement right now. I know it. I'm clear, and I have it, and I'm complete. Emily, what's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hi. I've got an update and a question.
Okay.
Thank you so much for helping me fine-tune last week. I have redirected that old belief, and the statement that I'm working with now is, I'm at home in my freedom and my power. I am God, and I am happy creating all the desires of my heart and delivering them to myself. I am welcomed, loved, celebrated, and prospered in my health, my well-being, my happiness, and my wealth.
Yeah, the last part of it, the last part of it really went to my big yes. When you started to say, I am welcomed.
Yes, that was the, that was the
I got a yes on all of it, but that took me to my big yes. So, yes.
Thank you. And I'm already starting to feel the difference and see little signs. It's beautiful.
Good.
And I want to know basically the same question as Lynn. What can I get into alignment around this belief that when I value myself, I have to abandon myself?
There's nothing. You're there. Just keep doing it.
Yeah.
So, guys, I want to speak to that for a minute, because you understand creation is an ongoing process. And what happens so many times is we see a little movement and then we go, oh, I got it. And then we stop. No. Whatever you intentionally create today will show up in your life later. You must create intentionally and consciously every day. Do you understand? Okay.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's it, Emily. Just keep doing what you're doing. And feel love around it, guys. You want to feel love around everything.
Beautiful.
Okay? When I say there's anything else, I get a no.
Okay. Can I share one quick thing?
Please.
Yeah. So I was cleaning my car, and I noticed on the bumper a little bit of white paint had gotten on there, and I thought, oh, someone must have, you know, brushed up against me, whatever. But I just had a rag, and I was just very, very slowly, gently, it was starting to come off. It was starting to come off. And it didn't seem like this could happen so easily, but it was. It was coming off. And I just, this thing in my head was just saying, please give me the patience and the stamina to just keep doing what I'm doing. It's working. It's working. And finally got down to these two tiny little white dots. And the words that came in were just, please give me the strength and the stamina to complete, to follow this all the way to completion. It's
yes,
working.
Ma'am.
It was so gentle. Oh, it was awesome.
You know, and it's such kind of a silly little analogy, but a perfect analogy for what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Consciously yeah. creating, commanding, demanding everything you want. Consciously and consistently.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Oh,
it was a great little
thing.
Example. Yep, you bet.
Thank you.
You bet.
I love you.
Good for you, Emily. I love you too, Emily. Bye-bye. Ryan, what's up?
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, handsome.
What you talked about at the top of the show is exactly what I've been going through this weekend.
Uh-huh.
My birthday weekend, and I did two things to honor myself. Thank you. And in a few things that I did to honor myself, I've also gotten a few things that kind of shit all over those. you know,
that's a great. Like that is a great example of that belief.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When I value myself, I have to create something falling out, or someone, or something falling out against me. Yep.
Yeah.
Aren't you done with that by now, Ryan? You should be done with that.
I'm ready to be done with it.
Okay.
I mean,
so let's just say we are.
I am. I am done.
Good. So what are you creating now?
I am creating joy, happiness, and a fabulous life.
And the whole world loving you and coming forward and responding to you when you value yourself and you do and get what you want.
Yes.
Okay, and so it is. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, so it is. All right.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Yeah, we got a little theme going here too, guys. Be conscious. Be conscious of what creations you are attracting. Heather in Montana, you're on.
Hey, thank you so much for your service.
Thank you, Heather.
I think I have a piece of this puzzle, and you gave me a piece of the puzzle. I read this before you came on, and the two together for me is a big part of my abandoning myself, which is I came across this little gift picture, and it has a person hiking, and there's a sign in front of them that says, "Stop feeling bad for outgrowing people who had the chance to grow with you."
Oh, wow. Ain't that the truth? Yeah, don't feel bad, guys. Everybody has a right to create who they are. You know, if people make a choice about a health choice these days and they end up dying, they made a choice. And we know that nobody leaves without choice also. Don't we?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't mean this in a harsh way, but people that live in Louisiana and down there in the Gulf, they know the risks they're taking by living there. So by choosing to live in a place with risks, you choose to be open to those risks. We are all creating our lives by the choices we make. All of us. So, do you have a question? Because I think you do.
Just, is there something deeper about this? Because I just came upon it. I know for me, I have
yes.
this thing where it's very hard for me to see people in pain. I just want to, like, stupid because it's not actually helping them, but I want to fix everyone.
Yeah.
I want to heal them. I want
yeah,
to get them out of pain.
Yeah, but that's not your job. That's not your job. And let me tell you, I empathize with that. I'm the same way. You know, I've donated to so many causes for the hurricane relief. I've even posted a couple that I've really researched that if anyone is looking for some place to donate that's reputable, that they can trust that all the money is going to help. I posted it on my social media. But you see, we were all given free will. And that's how we learn to be the gods of us. So if we don't each exercise our free will, then we have free will posed upon us that we don't want. We have other people's free will, which you see happening a lot in this country right now. So you better be very clear about where you stand and what you want in this country and in your life, and command that daily through love. Because, again, I keep telling you, you are more powerful than you ever think. I mean, I don't know how many people have joined me in seeing California and rain and love. But in the last month, it's rained four times. Has it rained enough? No. So I keep saying now I'm commanding rain in a big way. We need big rain here. We need balance restored through love. And that's what I'm commanding of all energy to deliver to us. You can't ask in a namby-pamby way, guys. Okay? Did I answer your question, Heather?
Yeah, I think actually the namby-pamby thing was what I really needed to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, you can love them and donate. Look, guys, there's nobody on this call that cannot donate a dollar. If a million people donated a dollar, there would be a huge amount of relief to whomever you want to support. But do it. Take action, because that's how you sabotage you knowing that you have enough. Now, can you save everybody? No. So you choose from your heart, where does it feel the best for me to give? And then you give what you can out of love, even if it's 50 cents. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Brian, how are you? Long time.
Long time no speak, Dee. I am doing fantastic.
Good.
I just want to start with a testimonial. I emailed you several months ago. I really have seen, especially in the last year, how well the work works and just how true it is. How well it works when I work it, and how it works, and how it works when I fall out of my knowing. Because it's so clear when something happens, when I create something I don't want or don't create what I want, and I go back, I'm like, oh, where was my thinking? There it is. You know, I get it. I get it. I get it. And it's been interesting because it's been a year of a lot of ups and downs, mostly ups. But when those downs happen, it's like, man, what the heck is going on? And I can see what's going on. I know it's everything that we talk about all the time. But I'm just curious to know, is there anything else, any other core belief that I need to be more conscious of?
Yes. Is that the right question? Yes. This page? No. This page here. 26, 2, 23, 24. When I am connected to the I am not safe. And that's why That's why when your I am, guys, is your I am presence. Your I am presence is your creative force. So this is saying when I'm really connected to my creative force, I'm not safe. And this started around 4 years old with your dad. It's also a bunch of past lives. So what that means is the more I create and the more I see it's working, oh my God, subconsciously I have this memory that I'm not going to be safe and something's going to happen. So I inadvertently stop creating and then things fall out so I can feel safe so I can start creating again. That's
wow.
The pattern. Well, you asked.
Yeah, I sure did.
And that's pretty powerful for all of us. That's why they had me say to you, every day, in every moment, you are creating. That's why this is called conscious creation. That you stay conscious. You feel yourself go into reaction or, you know, you're not. When you start seeing the world through a perspective of negativity in any way, you got to look at your own perspectives that need to be aligned.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why they're having me bring this up now, but they are, so you know me. I just do what I'm told here. So they're saying it's very interesting, for example, that the same people that are yelling the loudest about having their choices taken away with the vaccines, et cetera, and the masks, are the same people that voted to the rights of women and their choice away with abortion. Now, what the hell does that have to do with what we're talking about with you? Hold on. Oh, hold on. Okay, I know, and I'm... So, they're saying the flip side of this, of when I'm connected to the I am not safe, is the only place I am safe is when I'm not connected to my creative power. Holy shit! That makes so much sense to me with what we're seeing. The only way I'm safe is to totally detach from my own creative power. Well, and what do? When we do that, we give our power to people like Jim Jones and people that tell us what to do. Yeah, go ahead, kill yourself. Yeah, go ahead, drink bleach. Take a horse dewormer for COVID. You know, we give away our knowing and our own conscious creation because we think we're safer there. Wow. Oh, my God. This is huge, you guys. Let's balance this. We are invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and we are commanding all energy to know that when they are connected to their I am presence of conscious creation, they are safe in this world. They are protected in this world. They are, hold on, I'm waiting for the world word. Joyously successful in this world when they know that. And so it is. Wow. Brian. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
That's huge, you guys. I hope you realize how huge that is for our world. I hope everybody balanced that with me. Yes, you did.
Absolutely.
Good. All right.
Absolutely.
Did I answer your
Thank
question?
You.
Yeah,
I think you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You sure did.
All right, honey.
All right,
Thank
my love.
You.
Take care. You too.
Bye. Oh, I've still got goosebumps. Greg in Missouri, you're on.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, darling.
Wow, that was powerful.
Yes, it was.
I have a medical question. I know you're not a doctor.
Thank you.
I have I have a left shoulder is giving me pain again.
Yeah, there's something. They're showing me a picture, and there's like a weight on the left shoulder. So there's something that's really weighing you down. I'm going to a feminine energy. So, boy, it's noisy. Can you hold still, hey, Greg?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. It's either a woman or it's a man with feminine energy that's weighing you down. Boy, and it's going to my big yes. Do you know who I'm referring to?
Dee, I have no clue. Zero.
Okay, all right. Is it his own? Oh, it's because it's your own. Hold on. Boy, we are getting into some big stuff here today, you guys. It's your masculine energy tugging down your feminine energy, weighing on it, sitting on it. All right, so let me address this for everybody. We know that in order to make a baby, the masculine and the feminine have to come together in balance and equally to create this baby. The same thing happens with every creation. So, Greg, if I asked you, what's your major creation you want right now? What would you say?
Wealth.
Wealth. Okay. You're trying to do and create that from a totally masculine point of view. I've got to do. I've got to work. I've got to manipulate. You need to bring more of the feminine and the heart into it so that you are creating the money in a balanced feminine masculine way. Do you understand?
Not really, because that's the only way I'm creating it is within myself, around love.
Well,
out in the world.
I get a yes on that. Hold on. Somehow within you, Greg, it's out of balance. So when I say that you think love is powerful, it goes to no.
What?
Yeah. Well, honey, this is all subconscious stuff, Greg. We all have this subconscious stuff. Watch my TED Talk.
I did.
Well, watch it again around this issue. Okay? How did your dad model making money for you?
Later in life, he sold drugs.
He sold drugs.
When I got older, he did.
Okay. And when you were little?
He held jobs. But he was gone a lot.
He was gone a lot. He didn't like his work. He was
a Vietnam vet. He was on drugs and just like to kick off a lot. He was my best friend. I love him, but, you know.
He modeled for you around making money was unhappiness. And if you got to love what you're creating, guys. Anything that you want to create, you've got to love. Okay? So I'd start there, Greg. Bring a lot more love, but powerful love into everything you're creating.
Like it's the most powerful force in the universe, and it feels that way to me.
I get a yes on that. And then when I say it feels that way to you around money, it goes to no. So that's what I want you to start looking at and creating, feeling love around money and the creation of it. So whatever I have to do or I choose to do and get to do to create the money I want feels like love. Okay?
Like love, my breathing exercise more? Is that what you mean?
No, I mean connect love with money. Feel love around making money. No, it goes to no when you say that. All right, baby. That's your answer. Work with that and then call me back. All right, Tim, I'm going to go to you, but it's got to be real fast. Hi, sweetheart. What's your question? You there?
Yes, I'm right here. Thanks for taking
okay.
my call, Dee.
Yep.
My question is that I'm going to go back and listen to everything. I'm taking advice from you in that I'm creating everything every day. So I'm just trying to get a baseline for me to bring in some abundance and some new things. It's a little hard when you don't know exactly what you want to bring in. So I just was looking for some.
You can't bring it in if you don't know what you want. It's not possible.
Okay.
If you don't know what to put in the search engine of a computer, you can't get to where you want to go, right?
Right.
Well, that's how the universe works, Tim. So when you get off, I want you to start writing down everything you want. And really, because your little boy was taught not to ask for what he wants. And you've got to let him know it's okay to do that now. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That's the highest thing. You got to give yourself permission to really ask and demand what you want. But you got to know you have permission to do that first. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Wow, what a show, you guys. What a freaking show today. You rock. You, this community, I love this community. Oh my God, I love you so much. Let's say this together. I love me. Come on. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.